Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That is the reality we're at. And it's been that way for a while, since we made that trade. And the more that we all can accept it and get you and know it and not beat around the bush, the easier it is to go on with your jobs. And that's what we've all done. And we've all enjoyed each other as people. We all respect the hell out of each other in our profession. And I think it's just allowed everyone to move on and be themselves. And I think throughout the year, that's allowed him to get better. It's allowed our team to get better. It's allowed me to get better and focus on what we should focus on. And trying to be as good at our job as we can.
Kyle Shanahan making it sound yesterday like the end of the road is coming for Garoppolo in San Francisco. Might his next road lead him to Ashburn? Grant and Danny welcoming you back on the Fan. By the way, how about this number? Chiefs Bills, best game of my lifetime. I think a lot of people would tell you the best playoff game they've ever watched. TV numbers from Kansas City came out today.
Okay.
They don't come out for Buffalo tomorrow, but Buffalo's the number one regional TV market for football in the country.
In terms of percentages?
Yeah. Kansas City is two. So we got the Kansas City numbers back. 90% share.
Yeah.
Between 8:45 and 9 while those guys were dueling banjos in the final 2 minutes.
Sounds about right.
That means 90% of all the TVs in Kansas City were on that game. And of course, it was a packed, sold-out stadium. Not to mention all the people watching gathered around the same TVs in bars and things. Everyone in Kansas City, literally everyone, was watching that game. The NFL continues to be king.
That's unfathomable. Even in our heyday, when it was perfect around here, you would get, the normal percentage was like 50, 60, 70% or whatever when those numbers would come back. I don't know how they knew that then, but 90% of the televisions?
Speaking of our heyday,
yeah,
30 years ago, tomorrow, the anniversary of the last Super Bowl for the Washington football team. We've got Mark Rippon joining us on the show at 3 o'clock.
Nice.
We've got Mark Schlereth stopping by at 5 o'clock. We're jacked up for that. But right now, let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. Not that that's going to get him any closer to ending the drought. We're talking about him anyway. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener line. Should they be interested in Jimmy G if they get down to the bottom of the options, and he's still available for trade, and Taylor Heineke's looking you in the face as a starter again. But I've been told to go to Joe in Ashburn. Joe, what's up?
Hey, I'm one of those people that was riding in the car when you were talking about confusing everybody. Having been a
I know this, Joe.
Fan, I know who this is.
Joe Theismann. Man, speaking of the good old days.
Hey, Joe.
The Joe Theismann is with us on G&D. What's up, buddy?
You remind me of watching a squirrel out on my ranch, okay? It has no idea which way it's going to go. One minute you say, I'm not advocating for Jimmy G. The next minute you say, Jimmy G would be an option. Then the next thing you say is, Jimmy G, well, I agree with that caller from California. Goodness knows what he said. And then now it's like, I'm not even going to try and figure out what you're trying to say. I'm just saying that I don't think
let
that
me
Jimmy
clarify
G is
for
an
you.
Option. Okay.
Let me clarify.
You don't have to clarify.
Yeah.
No, please. Listen, I'm sitting in my ranch right now looking at a squirrel. I know what you're going to say.
I love it.
Okay.
I am trying to create the conversation. If you ask me for my opinion, I don't want Jimmy Garoppolo starting on a football team I care about. But my point is, There's a lot of things Ron Rivera does that are different than what I
do. There aren't infinite options.
I wouldn't have had a situation where Taylor Heinicke started all season. I wouldn't have cut Dustin Hopkins for a guy who'd never kicked an NFL field goal and wasn't good at Pitt. There's a lot of things Ron Rivera does differently. I don't care that he's 33-14. I think Ron Rivera probably does. I wouldn't have went and got Alex Smith. I thought he was exceptionally overrated. So they do a lot of things, Joe, that I wouldn't do. And my point is, I'm not a Jimmy G guy, but everyone keeps dismissing this idea because he's Jimmy G. And all I'm saying is there's a very, very, very decent chance when they start looking around, it becomes 2 a.m, it's time to find someone to go home with, Jimmy G's still sitting on that stool next to you. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's where he's going to stay. The only person he's going to be sitting on a stool next to is you, from what I gather in this conversation.
Amazing.
Okay? But now, listen, I tend to agree with Danny a lot on this in this conversation. Listen, you know, you say, oh, wow, Jimmy G's been to 2 NFC championship games. Why are the San Francisco 49ers in this championship game?
I would say their defense, their running game, and Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, Bosa, Armstead, Fred Warner, Kyle Shanahan, Kittle, Debo Samuel, that's why.
How about special teams?
Yeah, there too.
Yeah, they missed a field goal and got a punt block. Heaven knows what the quote-unquote personal protectors were doing. It looked like somebody paid off the personal protectors to get out of the way so they could push it up the middle and block. When you're backed up that far, the first thing you think about is protecting the punter, and you tell him to get it off quick. But anyway, and then, you know, he overthrows, obviously, for an interception. Then he misses a wide-open receiver. He's been inconsistent. You know, for everything Taylor isn't, I think he just doesn't have that strong an arm. That's Taylor Heinicke. I would take Taylor Heinicke in another situation with people around him over Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm telling you that right now. I think that what this football team needs to do is we need to stop putting Band-Aids on a situation. Go get ourselves a young quarterback. Instead of sitting around saying, well, this is going to be the year, this may be the year, let's do what we're going to do. We've conceded Dallas is a pretty darn good football team.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants have 2 number 1s. Philadelphia has 3 number 1s. So what we're looking at is I think it's time that we have to be smart enough to say who's going to be the future of this franchise going forward. Not a stopgap. And did you mention Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
What? I mean, I'm sorry. Did your TV black out during some of these games? I mean, did you have a power failure at some point? I mean, Frank Reich had Carson in Philadelphia. If he couldn't sort of get him over the hump, what makes you think that going someplace else would? The best thing that can happen to Carson Wentz is to stay in Indianapolis, where he's familiar with a lot of things and continue to try and get better and better. But from my perspective, I think we need to go get ourselves a young quarterback and then say, okay, this is what we're going to invest in. We're investing time in it, and let's put people around it. Because remember, we had 4 number 1 defensive linemen draft picks. We're going to lose a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pay them. I mean, you're not going to be able to pay Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen. You're not going to be able to pay Montez Sweat and Chase Young. You can't pay all 4 of them the kind of money they're going to ask for or wind up getting someplace else.
So are you drafting someone at 11, or do you move up to make sure you get your guy?
I think you can probably get a guy at 11. You can get somebody that you can get in there at 11. Jacksonville went and got number 1. Where did they wind up? The Jets got the second guy. Where did they wind up? The position is the single most dependent position on the field, and there isn't any more indicator of that than what's happened in San Francisco. Jimmy has done, he's playing with a bad shoulder. He's playing with a bad thumb. I give him a lot of credit in the world. He's a tough guy. He's like Taylor. He's a tough guy. But Jimmy seems to make the mistake at the wrong time. He misses the throw at the wrong time. And that's just not one game. It's sort of been a little bit of a history with him over the last couple, 3-4 years. Kyle Shanahan to me is, I think you're going to see 2 of the best play callers in football go against one another in the NFC Championship game in Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. I think they're both creative. I think Andy Reid is, probably the grandfather of all of them when it comes to being so creative in what he does. But I still think getting back to, Jimmy, no offense to him. I mean, he can play the position, but, man, there's so many things that are so positive for him around him in San Francisco that it's hard to find. Now, I want to take a sidebar on this. People keep talking about Aaron Rodgers. The only place Aaron Rodgers should be would be in Green Bay because Devontae Adams is there. He's not going to find another receiver like that anywhere.
But what if Adams walks? Because he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Who's that?
Adams. Now, I bet they tag him, but what if he walks? Does that change the algebra at all?
It doesn't really in my mind because they're not going to let him walk.
Yeah.
They can't let him. I mean, you're going to if AR leaves and Devontae leaves, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I'm a Packers shareholder. I'd go nuts.
They do have the worst cap situation in the NFL. So yeah, they tagging him will be tough. Well, but you got to tag him now, and then cut like five or six other guys and worry about it there.
Right now, Aaron's cap is 46.5.
Right.
Which, by the way, just as an FYI, Kirk Cousins' cap is 45 in Minnesota.
Mm.
So, you know, and Jimmy's not going to settle for what he's making now, 26. You know, if you're going to trade me, it's going to cost you $30 million for at least 3 years. It's going to cost you $100 million. I think that money can be better served, used to build around the position. Maybe somebody young, you know, maybe Taylor is able to, you know, do the things that he needs to do. Maybe we build around him a little bit. Maybe the defense plays better. And there's a lot of maybes going forward for this year. And you're right. It's a new name. It's going to be a new logo. I think there's new excitement around what's going on with our football team. And maybe a new young quarterback is the right thing to be able to introduce all this newness.
So, Joe, you're speaking my language there. I'm pretty much drafted, and that's where my focus is, unless something magical happens with a Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, something like that. But I'm not counting on that. That doesn't really go down. Are you pretty much out of the trade market altogether then? It sounds like, because that's where I am.
Yeah, what does Russell Wilson buy you but a couple more years? What do any of these guys in the middle?
It'd be nice to win for a couple of years and have a shot.
Remember, guys are playing longer now, though, Joe. Right?
I'm not as worried about like winning for 10 years. I just like to be good once in my lifetime.
I understand that, but then 2 years, you're right back where we are now.
How good are the 2 years? How good are 2 years are we going to have?
But I mean, Russ is 33, Joe. So I know it's different, but he could probably still do this for what, 4, 5, 6 seasons? Maybe not run a 4.3 anymore.
I'd say for him maybe 4 or 5 years, but here's the thing. What's it going to cost? It's going to cost you $35 million.
Yeah, at least. And picks.
You can't ignore the economic side of what it's going to cost you.
So let me go back, because I want to ask you a question. Let me go back to Jimmy G for a second, because I think it sounded like you really wanted to trade for Jimmy G.
I got you, squirrel. Go ahead.
Squirrel Paulson.
Joe Theismann is with us on Grant and Danny. No, but on Jimmy G, really, because you can do your squirrel, have your fun, that's fine. I am actually, I've said all along, anyone who listens knows I'm not a Jimmy G guy. My point is, I think they could trade for him. It would not surprise me at all. I've seen them do this before. All they care about, in my opinion, is having a press conference, what I call the binder press conference, where they get to hand out the binders with what the guy's accomplished before. And they're able to say, because most people aren't Joe Theismann, they don't watch the games, they don't study the film. They're able to say, this good-looking dude with his gelled hair and the nice suit has been to 2 Super Bowls in the last 3 years, and he's 33-14 as a quarterback. Now, I know that that means nothing. You know that that means nothing. But with their new jersey and their new name and then this guy in the press conference, I can totally see it. You're saying no chance. You just don't think there'd be any chance in the world they would trade for Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't see it like you see it. No, I don't. I don't believe that they would make that trade. That's my personal belief. In looking at our situation and analyzing, you know, really what's been accomplished in San Francisco, again, that I think he's been a benefactor of an incredibly great defense at times, a really, really explosive offensive running game at times, limited in the wide receiver situation. And Deebo Samuels, I mean, that's this year's answer to all their problems when it comes to running and or catching the football.
He's unreal.
I mean, he really is. You know, you have to look at different teams and different assets that they have in 2 or 3 players that make such an unbelievable difference. You know, look at Cincinnati. You know, all of it revolves through one receiver. You know, their quarter, Joe, you know, Joe is, again, in his second year. I think Kansas City beat Cincinnati. I just don't know how they stopped Patrick Mahomes in that offense. And I think the third time will be a charm for the Rams. I think San Francisco comes in a little bit nicked. You know, if you can't figure out what they've done to you the first 2 times, then you don't deserve to be in the Super Bowl. Plus, they'd wind up, I mean, you got to remember, the Rams could conceivably just stay home for the next 3 weeks because the Super Bowl's in SoFi as well. But I really think that I just don't see where a deal for Jimmy would make sense for the Washington football team. I think we've seen different guys come in. You mentioned Alex Smith. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick this year was going to be, everything was going to be a bridge. Everything's going to be a bridge. It's time that we stop building a bridge and we start building a foundation.
I love it. So the pick at 11, you take a kid. Let's say no one's off the board yet. All the quarterbacks are there. Is there one that you like more than the others?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me. I haven't had a chance to really sit down and look at him in earnest like I have. I think Ron, again, I'm talking, if it was me, I'd like somebody with some mobility.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what his arm strength looks like. I'd like to see what his touchdown to interception ratio was in college. I'd be curious about his pass completion percentage. And I would be curious to see what his teammates and coaches think about him, not just at the collegiate level, but at the high school level. What kind of person am I getting? Because that individual will now become the face of this franchise. And you look around the league, and most of the time the quarterbacks are the face of the franchise. That is not our case, and it hasn't been our case for quite a while. And like I said, I think what Taylor has done is incredible. He's an unbelievable competitor. But he just doesn't have that strong an arm. So if you can find somebody who can get the ball down the field a little bit more, and goodness nukes, I would scour from Division I, Division II, Division III. I would look everywhere to find somebody who can run 4-2, 4-2-5, and take the top off of defense. Maybe there's another Tariq Hill out there. Maybe there's somebody out there, and I'm not talking Antonio Brown. I'm talking about that kind of speed. But, I mean, maybe there's somebody out there who can change what Scott will be able to do with this offense.
Joe Theismann on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. By the way, Joe, everyone's talking about what the name's going to be. I've got a suggestion. What about the Washington Red Squirrels?
The Squirrels.
That's an actual – everyone's saying Red Hogs. You know, Red Squirrels, no. It's a type of squirrel.
And you know what? They're very cute.
I think they are, too.
Strike fear in the hearts of their opponents.
You know who loves
small
those squirrels
acorns.
Is my mom. My mom loves like those squirrels, Joe.
Grant, they're just like you. They're really cute, but they're still squirrels.
Hey, Joe, where are you going to be on February 2nd, man? What are you doing?
I am actually going to be in Houston. I've got a speech in Houston, but I'm going to be doing some national shows for us when it comes to the name as well.
Very cool.
Nice.
Do you know the name? Can you tell it to us?
You know, I don't know, but I'm people have asked me time and time again, what do I believe the name is going to be? I believe it'll be Commanders.
You do?
I don't know. Let me say it. I want to make this statement. Yeah. I have not spoken to anybody in the organization. I've asked, and they've said, we're not going to tell you.
They're like, we're afraid you're going to tell Danny and that squirrel.
They're beating around the bush with me. It's like, you know, it's like, hey, what's the name? Sorry, we're not telling you. You know, that's it. And they've kept it a pretty good secret until somebody showed the coach the helmet with a window reflecting what it might be over his shoulder. I mean, I think it might be the Commanders, though. That's going to be my guess.
Do you like it?
Yeah, you know what? I like any name that they want to choose. And really, it's an opportunity for this new young group of guys, the entire organization. It's a fresh start for everybody. It's a chance for these guys to establish their own legacy. I'm glad we're keeping the colors at least the same so that there is some continuity from mm-hmm. the championships. And you know, you've got the guys coming on, you know, tomorrow, Rip and Coach and all those guys coming on different shows to talk about, you know, the Super Bowl 26 team. The 1983 Washington football team, quote-unquote, the Washington Redskin football team, everybody sort of ignores that one because we lost to the Raiders. But the giveaway-takeaway ratio of that team was plus 42.
I mean, just stupid.
Wow.
Okay, and we were 16-2 going into the Super Bowl, lost two games by 1 point, set a record 541 points at that time, which was the highest scoring team in the history of football. So I'll be happy to put our 83 team up against the Super Bowl 26 guys.
Wow, that is it. Plus 42?
Plus 42. Think of it.
That's ridiculous. I can't even wrap my head. Jimmy G could win you a title with plus 42. Seriously, that's ridiculous.
That is absurd.
I have a question for you. Do you have a place for him to live when he gets here?
What do you think? I'm Tom Brady and Antonio Brown? You know what's funny about this?
You've got to have a place for him to stay for, you know, I want you to not advocate for me doing something, okay?
Because
you're doing a heck of a job of advocating.
That's a great line. He's a good-looking guy. I'll find a place for him at my house.
Oh, yeah. There's no question, man.
He's a dreamboat, that guy. I was actually telling these guys in the break, I said, you know, my greatest fear is that someone turns on the radio and here's 5 minutes and they go, Grant wants us to trade for Jimmy G.
Why is he advocating for this? What's this red squirrel doing?
And here Joe Theismann is making me the leader of the Jimmy G fan club. Unbelievable.
You did it to yourself. Don't put it on me.
It was his win-loss record. It's just, I fell in love with it.
I'm just a guy driving in the car, listening to my friends on the radio, just like everybody else out there.
All right, and you heard it here. Joe says the name is the Red Squirrels. Joe, thank you. We appreciate you, bud.
You're welcome, guys. Great catching up. Take care.
Always have a blast. Joe Theismann.
That's the best.
That was a lot of fun. I always say he slays. He's one of the best guests you can get on the radio.
I mean,
love Joe.
By the way, the nickname, the squirrel, has some legs.
I like the squirrel a little bit. Although, is there like a negative connotation, squirrely, kind of, you know what I
mean? Because there's a couple guys around here that work in this building that call squirrely.
Yeah, there's one guy that you call squirrely, and I know who he is.
That's not positive.
Yeah.
But the squirrel?
Well, when you said that the first time, Danny's like, you know that guy, he's super squirrely, and I knew right away.
Instantly. He's always like touching stuff, and like look, he's in the corner, looks up at you like he's startled.
He's very squirrely.
He's very squirrely. That, I don't think calling you the squirrel is the same as saying that guy's squirrely.
Call me the Washington football red squirrel.
Yeah.
Call me the people squirrel.
The people squirrel.
I'll take that.
It's a leak.
We owe you guys some time. Let's bang through these calls on Jimmy G next. 800-636-1067. The hypothetical was they get down to the end of the quarterback barrel, and they're looking at possibly another year. Heineke, is it worth considering Garoppolo? Because Kyle Shanahan said yesterday it looks like he's leaving San Fran. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.